That's right. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yeah, y'all. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And if you guessed that I might be sitting here watching Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang kick a ball in a net, you'd be correct. They just showed the little highlights. Yeah, I'm about halfway through a game here, because football is the only thing that matters ever. I'm just trying to, I don't know, am I killing time? What am I doing? Am I trying to avoid something? Am I trying to avoid telling you something? This day was coming. We had plenty of warning. And still, just because we knew a disaster was, you know, waiting to happen, doesn't mean that I feel relief once it has started. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what possibly could have gone wrong? What is it that has affected your lifestyle so greatly? Oh, the anguish. Oh, the pain and suffering. Oh my God, it has happened today, people. Today is the day, or was the day. The event has happened. Happened about 45 minutes ago. Oh my God. What life-changing event happened 45 minutes ago? What world-shaking consequence does this event have on my life? Oh my God. It's true. It has happened, people. Guess what happened 45 minutes ago? That thing that we've been worried about for the last couple of months. The thing that we've been discussing on the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, it's true. It has happened. I have eaten the last of my waffles. You heard me correctly. I have eaten all the waffles. There are no more waffles left. I had two waffles left. I put them in the toaster this morning. I ate them. All the waffles are gone. There are no more waffles. And I'm sure some of you noobs are thinking, hey, mister, whatever your name is, who is the host of this show that I don't understand, why don't you just go to the store and buy some more waffles? Okay, one. The store doesn't exist anymore. The store from which I purchased my waffles on such a regular basis for the last 10 years, or possibly more. 11 years? 10 years? We're just going to say 10 years. Probably longer. It took me a while to find the waffles, because I had to go to a different store, buy different kinds of waffles, eat them to see if they were any good. No, none of them were any good. All of them were just pressed cornmeal. I don't want cornmeal. Well, actually, I do want cornmeal. I love corn. I love corn tortillas. But corn tortillas are not waffles. Just because you take a corn tortilla and press it into a waffle shape, it does not make it a waffle. That is not a waffle. Waffle! So to make a long story short, I did eventually find some waffles that were edible, that were made with flour instead of corn tortillas. And that was, those waffles were found in a store very close to my house, not even a mile away, in the same strip mall as a couple of dollar stores. My Greek restaurant that I love so much, which I'm going to tonight, and we'll get to that in a minute. Also Harbor Freight and a bunch of other crap, like a plasma donation center or something. I don't know, all kinds of weird, stupid stuff. But it's true. That store, now, 10 years later, has gone out of business. Or, I don't know if they've gone out of business necessarily, or if they just closed that store. I remember when they opened that store. They have closed the store for whatever reason. I thought they moved, but I drove out to where I heard one of the employees say that they moved to. There's nothing going on out there. Maybe I misheard. Maybe they really weren't moving. Maybe they are. I don't know. The whole thing is strange because the business itself had one of those weird business models where you're not exactly trying to help people out. And that was okay because I didn't buy a lot of stuff from them. They had some good prices on stuff, some stuff better than the other store I go to. So I would buy stuff there. But most importantly, this is the store that sold the waffles. Now, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that we started noticing that there was waffle problems some months ago. Suddenly there was a waffle shortage, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if the waffle shortage itself was related to the store closing. It might have been, meaning that as I was buying waffles and stuff, they were not restocking the store because they knew that they were moving or closing or whatever. No, they're not going to restock the store so they close with food on their shelves. That's idiotic. Oh, you like idiotic grocery stores? All right, well, somebody just showed up. And simultaneously, Dortmund has scored. Hey, look at that, Pippa. Dortmund got a goal. You like getting goals? You like goals? You're like a kitty goal. All right, so the cat has shown up. Hi. Are we doing kitty business, or are you just passing by? Did I tell you about the waffle shortage? Guess what, Pippa? I'm out of waffles. Okay, looks like we're doing kitty business. Okay. So now I gotta sort of change positions here. I gotta sit up. I gotta get the banky. Put the banky on my legs. Hi. Yeah, you're showing up a little late. Dubious Goals Committee started 9 or 10 minutes ago. Where's your fluffy ass been? Yeah. Were you out looking for waffles? I doubt it. Yeah, you're not a waffle hunter. You haven't been trained to hunt down the wild waffles. That's what we should work on. We should train you to go shopping for waffles. I'll give you the magic card, and you can get in the car and drive. And how are you going to drive without any thumbs? How are you going to reach the gas pedal? I guess we could put a stick down there, huh? We can hack my car. We can modify my car for kitty driving, and you can drive to the store and buy some waffles. So I'm out of waffles, and the store closed. I cannot go buy other waffles. There are no other brands for me to buy. I cannot go to another store. Well, I could. There are some other grocery stores that I could potentially go to. They're all a little bit, a lot, further away. And so, it's kind of a pain just for waffles. But, you know, when you're living the waffle lifestyle, when you've been eating waffles every day for breakfast for the last 10 years, how many days is that? That's 3,565 days, roughly. Is that right? Is that 10 times? Do I know how to do math? Is this a math problem? Is this some kind of math show? No. This is the let's bitch that we can't get any more waffles show. I don't understand what I'm supposed to eat now. What am I supposed to eat for breakfast? I'm going to have to start buying bread and eating cinnamon toast for breakfast or something if I can't find any waffles. But I sort of have a plan. Kind of. This is not a good plan. But here's the sort of plan. The sort of plan is this. I looked online, and even though I can't really do full web searches or anything, I gathered some information that led me to believe that there are 6 other stores in this chain in the metropolitan area. This is a funny grocery store that only moved into Omaha about 10 years ago. This is an Iowa-based store that I had been to. Went back when I was copier repair guy driving around to all these small towns in Iowa. That's where I found these stores. And they eventually moved into Omaha, which is pretty notoriously bad for grocery chains. Albertsons failed here. Yeah. Omaha is a strange market. You can't put one over on us. You can't build a Chili's and tell us it's good food. Yeah, Chili's has closed here. All those terrible chain restaurants do fail here. They fail. Also failing is waffles. But anyway, what I saw online led me to believe that there were 7 of these grocery stores in the metropolitan area. Which means there's now 6 if one closed. There's probably one over in Council Bluffs. There's probably some that are too far away for... Yeah, I read that somewhere there's one on 170th and Pacific. I'm not driving to Millard for waffles. Gotta stay out of Millard, people. There's just way too many white people out there. And so now I gotta figure out where to buy waffles. Do I want to go to another store? I do not know where the other locations are. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you look online. They have a store finder. No, they don't have a store finder. I went to the website. I clicked their store finder thing and it crashed. And I get an error 404. Don't make me start killing people for waffles. You've heard of the Wars of the Roses. I'm about to start a war of the waffles. Look at Pippa here. She's saying, oh, why are you so stressed out? You're going to get some waffles. Right, so the general sort of possibly temporary plan here is to maybe go to another one of these stores tonight. Because I got to go out and running around. Being as my mom has book club tonight, me and my dad are going out to eat. Sweet. So, probably going to go to Jim and Jenny's, get me some yummy Greek food, get me some souvlaki, the Greek shashlik, because meat on a stick is the best way to cook meat. Well, no, that's not true, you know. If you're going to make kebabs, what's better? You know, a stick or a sword? Obviously, you use a sword. Oh, did Dortmund just score again? Yes. Nice. All right. Look at that, Pippa. Who got that one? That was a funny little pinball business in there. What was that all about? Wait a minute. Did I just see Bruce Arena sitting on the bench of the opposing team? Are they going to show that again? Can that be right? What did I just see? I don't know. So, as I'm out and about tonight doing stuff with my dad, I will say, hey, do you know where there's any of these such and such kinds of stores where I can buy some waffles? And if we can find another one of these stores, then I'll buy a couple boxes of waffles. I don't know. It's a great deal of stress. It's a great deal of anxiety. Because it took me so long to find something to eat for breakfast. And I was so greatly relieved when I found these waffles. Like 12 years ago. 11 years ago. Wait, let me think. What year is this? I know what year I moved into this house. I moved into my house in what, like 2006? Or essentially the beginning, like the last 4 days of 2006. So essentially 2007. This is 2000. What the hell year is this, Pippa? What year is this? Check your kitty calendar. You want to check your kitty calendar, see what day it is? It's football day, huh? Every day is football day for me and you. We got to watch the football. And that's what we're doing. What was I talking about? Complaining about waffles? Holy crap. Did Dortmund just scored again? Now it's 4-1. Wow. And the ultras in the curva are freaking out. That's awesome. Speaking of ultras and football and blah, 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 I haven't heard any more news about the Omaha football team. So, don't know what to tell you. Man, this is great, though. All right, Pippa, what are you doing? Look at all this fluff that's coming off of you. Look at this fluffiness. Been brushing the cat a lot because this is the time when we get super fluffy. And I think then when winter sets in, I won't have to brush you for a little while. But oh my God, this place is just cat hair everywhere. And you know what I don't have a lot of other than waffles or dollars? Wait, do I have dollars for waffles? Good Lord, I hope so. But that's the big question. That's the big question. What time is it now? All right. Tobe does some mental mathematics and realizes that he's going out to eat in 5.5 hours plus 4 minutes. And the big question is, what do I want to eat? Am I going to get souvlaki? Do I want souvlaki or do I want a hamburger? Of course, you know, you should get Greek food when you go to a Greek restaurant. And they do have good food. And they do have good souvlaki. You know how much I like shashlik. Oh, where are you going? Okay, Pippa has left. She's walking into the bathroom. So yeah, not only do I have to worry about waffles, I also have to worry about what I'm going to eat today. Do I want a hamburger? The hamburgers there are so good. It's not even funny. It's just downright ridiculous. Or do I want souvlaki? The souvlaki there is really good too. And I just remembered something else. Lemons. I was thinking about getting a lemon. Because, what was it, last night or 2 nights ago, I'm sitting here drinking tea like this. And I thought I detected a citrusy note. And I thought, you know, that might be kind of good. Maybe I should grab me a lemon. I could put some lemon in my iced tea. That might be good. But this tea already has citrusy notes, thanks to the bergamot. That's right. I'm drinking my black and green Earl Grey today. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I guess it's time we should probably do something. Since I've just been sitting here complaining about waffles. Yeah, so it's going to be all about waffles for a while. You hear that? That's the death knell of the waffles. That's the bell tolling for waffles. What are we going to do? We need to find us some waffles, obviously. Yeah, So anyway, that's what I'm doing today. Worrying about waffles. Because, you know, why not? What am I even trying to do there? I don't know. Maybe I need to make some kind of music. All right, who wants to listen to music? What am I doing? Thank you. he loses it. Okay, well, so that wasn't terrible, especially since I've only been up for about an hour. Yeah, you know, it seems to me like I have certain instruments that I can play well in the morning and some instruments I can play well at night. This is a morning instrument. Hooray! Quank, quanky quank. Grandfather's clock.
Grandfather's clock, what was to work for the shelves? If ever gives a crap, not me.
Bwank-a-ching. Yeah, so that's where we're at today, people. The great waffle conflict / shortage / whatever has come to a head. It's not good. It's ominous. So I'm sitting around wondering, what am I going to eat for breakfast tomorrow? I don't know. I do have some bread, so I can make some cinnamon toast if I have to. And it looks like I might have to. The bell is tolling for thee. And that means it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Waffle Shortage Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go cry about waffles.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.